Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Dermot Woods, who is the Executive Director and Fund Manager of the West Oz Investment Company. Dermot, it's great to talk to you.
Fantastic to be here, Tom.
You started the fund in 2005. You focused on WA specifically in terms of emerging investment opportunities. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, yes, Tom, we started in 2005. I guess just to clarify, we're focused on investments that have a connection to WA. The assets can be in WA, or the people can be in WA, or both. And we have quite a few investments, for example, at the moment with the assets outside of WA, but the people are WA-based. So West Oz Investment Company is an investment company, but you know it's a bit different from a few investment companies out there. And the first one is obviously the WA connection we just talked about. And quite simply, that's where we spend all our time. So that's where we think we can add value and have the greatest chance of delivering excess returns. The second thing is the funds management company that undertakes the management on behalf of West Oz Investment Company is a wholly owned entity of the listed financial services company, Euroz. And Euroz are actually the biggest shareholder in the fund as well. So the fund has a market capitalization of about 155 million. Euroz are in 27% of the fund. So effectively the fund manager has $40 million invested alongside shareholders. Now when we invest in companies, we're big believers in skin in the game. And so effectively the fund manager has a lot of skin in the game alongside shareholders. There's many investment companies out there. Some have been around for a very long time, some haven't. We've been around, as you say, for 13 years. We're in our 14th year of operation. And you know, the thing we're probably proudest of over that time is that we've generated $156 million in income for our shareholders in terms of dividends and franking credits on those dividends. So interestingly enough, that's actually slightly more than our market capitalization today. So in terms of the investment metrics of the fund, the current NTA is around $1.30. The fund's currently trading at about $1.15, $1.16 in the market. So we're currently trading at a small discount, around about a 10% discount to NTA. You know, and in our mind, that's one of the great things. What licks, you can get to buy them at a discount and you can get to sell them at a premium. So at the moment in West Oz, you can buy a dollar for 90 cents, for example. Current yield is about 5.2% fully franked. That's a 6-cent dividend. That's been consistent for the last 3 years, and we're targeting that for this year. You know, that equates to a 7.5% gross yield once you take into account the franking credits.
Okay, now the West Australian economy overwhelmingly is heavily biased towards the resource sector. Is that necessarily reflected in the fund as well?
Well, not essentially. I mean, it's WA connected ideas. So the biggest holding in our fund currently, for example, the management are based in WA, but the assets are offshore. So the assets are predominantly based in the US. They're oil and gas assets.
That's Australis that you're talking about.
This is Australis oil and gas. Yeah, and that's also been the greatest contributor to the fund over the last 6 or 9 months. We also have companies that have national assets, and we have other companies such as Austal Ships that are dependent on international markets. Nevertheless, the WA economy is obviously something we monitor very closely. Now, we think the economy is turning around. So state final demand recently turned positive, having been negative for 4.5 years.
It's been a long journey, hasn't it?
It's been a pretty long journey. Probably doesn't get enough coverage because politicians love to focus on GSP, which is gross state product. At the national level, the equivalent is GDP. Now, the reason politicians do this is because that includes the export benefit, which is always massive in Australia and particularly large
in WA.
In WA. So on a GSP measure, we've only had 1 year of negative growth.
Yep.
But strip out the poly talk, and it's been sort of 4.5 years of quite tough times. Now, we think this rebound will continue. And why do we think that? Well, quite simply, we're coming from quite a low level, and there's quite a lot of capacity in the WA economy. So just to cite the low level, Australian population growth on average runs at 1.7%. WA pre-boom average was 1.8%. We bottomed last year at 0.6%. We're currently on the way back up. We're at 0.8% now, and we think that will increase as net migration returns to WA.
Okay, so let's focus on the filter that you apply to investing in companies. Sure. Where are they on the spectrum of like being micro cap to large cap? Is there any sort of discipline that you apply to that measure?
Well, we focus very much on the small and mid cap part of the market. Why do we do that? That's where we think we can add value. The large cap part of the market is very overanalyzed, we think. So we very much focus on small to mid cap. With a connection to WA, you know, when we're looking at companies, we first of all, we look at people. Because at the end of the day, people are entrusting money to us, and we're on entrusting that money to the management and boards of these companies. And when we're looking at people, we're looking for people who've been there and done it before. And we're looking for people who put their own skin in the game and substantial amounts of it. And preferably not through options, preferably through cash.
Yep.
So Australis Oil and Gas is a very good example. The management there previously managed Aurora Oil and Gas, which they took from a penny stock to $1 billion takeout. And they've reinvested a lot of their own proceeds from that success into Australis. So we got to invest alongside management at the start of a journey at an equivalent price with people who've been there and done it before.
So, Dermot, you spoke about dividends. How do you define your philosophy in relation to consistent dividend payouts to shareholders?
Well, consistent dividends are all important to shareholders of any company, but to shareholders of LICs, listed investment companies especially. There's essentially two ways to generate dividends. You can either passively pass through dividend income and interest income. AFIC would be a fantastic example of a great investment vehicle that does that. Or you can more actively generate income, and that's really by buying low, selling high, realizing profits, paying tax on those profits, and passing that through to shareholders in terms of dividend return. So through our time, we've generated roughly a third of our dividend income from income we receive, and two thirds from realized gains on profits within the portfolio. We've been running for 13 years. We've paid $1.29 in gross income to shareholders, so roughly 10 cents a year on the original dollar investment.
Dermot, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Fantastic being here, Tom. Thanks for having us.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.